You are listening to the Delane MD Podcast, the podcast for health professionals struggling to lose weight. If you are a physician, nurse, PA, or other clinician looking to permanently shed those pounds, stop overeating, feel better, and prevent disease, Dr. Vaughn offers practical strategies and tools to overcome the many challenges that undermine weight loss efforts. Now here's your host, Dr. Delane Vaughn.
Hello and welcome to the Delane MD Podcast. Thanks everybody for showing up. I've got a couple big announcements to make. The first is we are going to be doing the manual podcast this week, and then I'm going to spend the next 4 weeks after this podcast, we will be talking about thoughts. I am going to teach you how to look at your thoughts constructively and critically and figure out if they're serving you, and if they're not serving you, how to start being intentional with your thoughts. Certainly what we're talking about today with the manual will lead into thoughts quite a bit, but I wanted to let you guys know that that is something to look forward to. We will be diving deeper into that. Second, if you guys have been enjoying these podcasts, hopefully you're leaving me ratings and reviews. Hopefully you're catching the Facebook Lives and again doing ratings and reviews there. But if you are interested in receiving my weekly newsletter, please go to my website, send me a message. I will get your email address that way and we can send that to you. Also, the Facebook Live on Tuesday, April 16th will be later than it typically is. I have an event at my kid's school to be at, so it will be later in the evening, probably closer to 7:30 or 8 o'clock. So watch for that. Certainly the scheduling of that will reflect the change in time. And lastly, and most excitingly, I am super excited to offer a seminar coming up on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. I can't help it. I've got to say it every time. So, as summer's approaching, I thought that this was a great time to put together a training seminar, kind of going through what we're eating, why we eat it, when we eat, and how we can do this more intentionally to kind of jumpstart any weight loss goals you might be setting for yourself as the summer approaches. So this is going to be a 90-minute seminar. It will be on Zoom. I will be there. All the participants will be there. And there will be the ability to come on live and do some coaching with me if you're interested, or just to ask questions of me about any of the information that I present there. This is going to be a $20 cost to folks for the 90-minute seminar, the online live component of it, as well as all of the materials that come with that seminar. There will be all the seminar materials. There will be a manual that goes along with it. And then there will also be worksheets that are relevant to developing your food protocol and what you want to do and how you want to meet those goals. So if that is something you're interested in, we will be sending out that link. I will be promoting that link. Look for it on my Facebook page. Look for it on my website at DelaneMD.com. And again, if you're interested in the weekly newsletter, let me know your email address, and that'll be available through the newsletter also. All right, now we're going to talk about the manual. So we all have expectations of each other, of others, of anyone in our life. Most of the time, those expectations we then tie to our emotions. So we allow others to dictate our emotions or our happiness or our feelings in general. We allow them to be impacted when others are failing to meet the expectations that we have, right? So this is everybody. We have expectations of our parents, of our siblings, of our spouses, of our neighbors, of our coworkers, of other drivers. Don't even get me started listing out the expectations I have of other drivers. That is daunting at best. So we have all of these expectations. And when other people don't follow our expectations, we believe that we get to be angry about that. So that's what we were talking about today. I'm going to give you a couple examples. The first example, my expectation is the person who uses the last of the toilet paper should replace it. Period, end of sentence. If or when this doesn't happen, I get to think that person's a jerk. Next example. Adult children should care for their aging parents. So when I have patients who are 90 and their adult children aren't showing up with them at their clinic visits or helping out to care for them, and then my patient gets hurt breaking a hip while they shovel or whatever, I get to think that those adult children are turds. Or the next one, when I'm out in public, I have a personal space and you shouldn't be in it. Whoever you are, you should not be in that personal space. That is my manual for everybody else who's in the world with me, right? When you do get into my personal space, I get to feel infringed upon or violated or uncomfortable or mad. So again, we call this a manual, like a, I want to say like a manual for a VCR, but then I realize like nobody has a VCR anymore. I have a VCR. I certainly don't have the manual with it. But for those of us who remember when VCRs were new and would come out of a box, you got a pretty substantial manual with that. So instead, think about it like your car owner's manual. Everything is listed in that manual about how you should care, how you should operate that car. Everything from oil changes to oil filter changes to other service that you need to do to your car to keep it running great, to how to work the stereo, to how to monitor the tire pressure, everything, what the tire pressure should be for the tires that came with the car when it was made by the manufacturer, all of it is in that manual. It is very detailed and it's typically very thick, right? It's like 6-point font and like 500 pages. So the manual that I'm talking about, we have very similar manuals for everybody in our life. This is a very detailed direction for how other people should interact with me. We have all sorts of rules for all sorts of relationships in our life. We understand that those rules are in our manuals. We know what they are, but the best part about it is we don't tell anybody about it. So we have all these expectations for people. We don't tell them what the expectations are. And then when they don't meet my expectations, then I get to be mad at them about it because that's how it works. That makes tons of sense, doesn't it? It's funny how our brains are. So when people don't meet our expectations, we have thoughts like this relationship doesn't mean as much to them as it does to me, or they don't respect me, or they don't care, or they don't appreciate me. Then we get to feel sad, hurt, offended, mad, unloved, because that feels great. And then we blame all those crappy little feelings on them. So here is the problem, the first of many problems with this whole scenario. All of our feelings, all of my feelings are caused by my thoughts. I'm going to repeat this. All of our feelings are caused by thoughts that we have, not by anything that anyone else does. When we choose to have thoughts that feel crappy, and then we want to give that responsibility to somebody else, that puts us in the weakest, most powerless position you'll ever find yourself. Because when you tell yourself that when so-and-so acts that way, it makes me feel crappy, you're never going to be able to change the way so-and-so acts. Period. So when you give them all of the responsibility for how you feel, you're destined to always feel crappy. And that feels really, really helpless. So in coaching, we call this concept emotional childhood, and that is a different podcast for a different day. The point I want to make here, though, is that your emotions are caused by your thoughts and nothing else, by nobody else. So I'm going to give you an example in detail, personal example. My husband's a saint, by the way, but there's been a lot of thought work that I've had to do about my expectations and my manual for him. So this is an example that I've worked through a long, long time ago, but certainly is such a great explanation. So here we go. So I asked my husband to take out the trash. And you know how it goes. He didn't do it. So the thoughts I have, some of the thoughts that would come up, he never carries his own weight around here. He doesn't appreciate me. I can't feel connected to him because I can't rely on him to be part of the team. He doesn't value our home and family. When I have those thoughts, I feel disrespected. I feel unvalued. I feel alone. I feel unloved. Those feelings then lead me to stomp around the house like a total nut job, doing everything, even things that didn't need to be done or weren't planned on being done, because I've got to get evidence to say that he doesn't do anything around the house. He doesn't pull his own weight around the house, right? Or I will sulk and eat M&Ms because that solves everything. Or I would avoid or ignore him and give him the cold shoulder, frequently raiding the pantry. What this does is give supporting evidence that I can't be part of a team with him, or that he doesn't value our home, because we're not even being together right now. Why aren't we being together? Because I'm being a turd and eating potato chips from the pantry. It has nothing to do necessarily with him. It has to do with my thoughts that are giving me cruddy feelings and then leading to actions that aren't serving me, that aren't getting me where I want to be, right? It feels shitty. There is nothing good that comes out of any of this, ever. So as you start to see your manual for others, you start to see all the places that you're allowing others to dictate the emotions you have. You're allowing others' behaviors to dictate your emotions, and you feel totally justified in it. And it feels horrible. So here is the thing. Here's the life-changing piece of information, guys. Other people in our lives are grown-ass adults, and they don't have to do anything we ask of them. They certainly don't have to follow the manuals we have for them that we don't tell them about. In my example that I just gave, when I ask my husband to do something, my manual is he should do the things I ask him to do. And if he doesn't, I get to be mad at him. All of this is a form of manipulation. So if you remember back to podcast 14, when we were talking about manipulation, we were talking about self-manipulation. I was talking about how manipulation leads to rebellion. So of course, when my husband feels manipulated into emptying the trash or doing any other chore that I expect him to do, maybe I do tell him, maybe I don't tell him about it. Of course, he's going to rebel against that. I would. So I'm going to tell you. Life gets so much easier when we drop the shoulds, when we drop the things that we think people should be doing. Anytime the word should, S-H-O-U-L-D, comes up in a thought, that's a red flag that you're running up against your manual, that you are running a thought that is part of a manual for somebody else. The fact is, as grown-ass adults, there are no shoulds. You cannot place any expectation on anyone outside of yourself. The only expectations that you have any control over are the expectations you set on yourself. You can make a request, but then the grown adults in your life, they get to decide whether they want to do it or not. People can make requests of you, and then you get to make the same decision, right? Your husband can ask you, can you run by the store and pick something up on your way home from work? You get to decide. You get to prioritize that. Maybe you say yes, but then you had a sick patient. Your last patient of the day ended up being really sick, kept you at the office late. You get to decide, do you want to prioritize still going to the store, or are you going to put that off? The same way your husband gets to prioritize the requests you make of him. So here's the deal. Yeah, you can totally be mad about it. You can be mad about your husband not doing the things that you ask him to do, but that shitty emotion is yours, not your husband's. Your husband doesn't feel bad about that. If your husband feels bad, he feels bad because of his own thoughts, not because of the thoughts you're having. If he feels bad that you're mad at him, it's probably his thought, I feel really upset that she's mad at me about this. I wish she would understand where I'm coming from. That's why he feels bad. That's the thought that leads him to feel bad. Not your thought of, why doesn't he carry his own weight around here? Why doesn't he help out? Why doesn't he understand everything I go through? He doesn't feel anything from that. That's all you. That's yours. And if you want to continue to think that, you can. But you've got to understand that the crappy feeling that comes from it is yours. Nobody else's. When you start to recognize that you have all of these manual thoughts that make you feel bad, it's no wonder you want to sit with a box of Girl Scout cookies and eat them while you Netflix all night long. You want to escape those feelings. You want to buffer away those cumulative thoughts. That sounds great to me too. I get that. But that's where this work gets to be so important. What if you just dropped the manual? What if when your husband doesn't empty the trash, when my husband didn't empty the trash, I did it? What if I had thoughts of, he must have a lot on his mind with work, or he must be exhausted and just not have the energy to empty the trash right now, or it's cold outside. I'm sure he didn't want to go outside in the super cold weather, and he's putting it off till tomorrow. All of those thoughts feel so much better than he doesn't love me and he doesn't care about our family. Those thoughts lead me to feel compassionate towards my husband, loving, caring, understanding towards my husband. They lead me to empty the trash and then go and find my life partner and say, hey, what's going on? You doing okay? Anything I can help out with? What does that lead to? That gives me the result that we are a team, that I can feel connected to him, that I understand what he's going through and he understands what I'm going through. And God, that feels so much better, right? No matter what the reason is behind why he didn't empty the trash, it feels so much better. And it doesn't matter what the actual reason is. What really matters to me is I don't feel crappy anymore. That's what matters to me. So I know what you're going to say. I know. I hear it already. I shouldn't have to do everything. Why should I have to always empty the trash? Why should I always have to be the one changing the toilet paper roll? Why should I have to do it? So here's what I'm going to tell you. You are shoulding all over yourself again. Should has nothing to do with it. When you have a should thought, the only person who is suffering from that thought is you. As my mother used to say, who died and left you king, you don't get to make the rules for everybody. As adults, there is nothing that we should do that's driven by somebody outside of you. Even when I see my own personal shoulds, my shoulds for myself, they don't serve me. I shouldn't have eaten that. I should have gone to the gym. I should have done that better. I shouldn't have said that. What if it was offensive? All that feels second guessing, and it feels unsteady and uncertain. None of that feels good. Shoulds are entitled. Shoulds are not aligned with reality. Shoulds feel shitty. Ain't nothing good coming from a should. So whenever you hear a thought going through your head about a should, you need to really take a step back and see, is this a manual for me? Is this a manual for them? Where is this coming from? And there's nothing that I know about them that makes me know more about what they should do or shouldn't do. So manual work is really best done with a coach. There's a number of steps that you work through. The first step is that you sit and you write down your manual for somebody. All of it. You're ruthless. They shouldn't have bad breath, but they do. They shouldn't have debt. They shouldn't have whatever it is. You write all of it down. You write all of your shoulds down for whoever that person is that you're talking about. And then you write down how you would feel if they would do everything that you said they should. If they did all those things that you know best about, if they did everything that you said they should because you know best for them, then you write down how you get to feel. And then you realize you can feel that about them if they did nothing different, because your feeling about them has nothing to do with what they do and everything to do about your thoughts that you're having about them. So that's the first step, is realizing that the thoughts are the problem. Nothing that they're doing is the problem. Once you have your list of shoulds and you've looked at the fact that you want to have a certain feeling about that person and that you believe that their actions are the issue, and then you realize that it's not them, it's you and your thoughts, you go back through that list, your manual, and you cross off the things that you don't find that important. So on my manual for my husband, am I going to allow emptying the trash or not emptying the trash to make or break my relationship with my husband? Nope, not that important to me. It got crossed off the list. Anything that I wasn't really willing to die for, like to live or die on, I wasn't willing to go to battle for, I crossed off the list. What was left was things like, he should be loving and caring. Whatever you have left on your manual, when you've crossed off everything that is not that important to you, you then flip that on you. You start doing those things. So my should that was left was, my husband should be loving and caring. That is really something that I think is legitimate in a marriage that I really do think is important. And I'm willing to keep that part of my manual. So then what you do is you flip that on yourself, and you are more loving and caring. I create more love, caring, nurturing, understanding in our relationship. Why do I do that? Why does that help? Because like attracts like. If I want more loving and caring in my relationship with my husband, who better than me to bring that? It still increases the amount of love and caring in there. And when I'm loving and caring to my husband, you know what it breeds in my husband? Loving and caring towards me, right? Like attracts like. And nobody feels manipulated. So nobody's rebelling against anything. Even if you want to stick with, I expect him to empty the trash. This is the way it is. I'm not willing to let go of that. If you want to hang on to it, that's totally fine. What you're going to do is you're going to flip it on yourself. And you're going to see the times that you don't empty the trash when it needs to be emptied. And you're going to do it. Why? Because your husband doesn't feel manipulated when you're emptying the trash. Because like attracts like. When he sees that you've done it a lot, chances are he's going to say, yeah, I probably ought to get on that. Maybe I can help out too. Like attracts like. If you want more trash emptied in your life, start emptying the trash. And then you'll have that. and like attracts like, and it will not have your spouse feeling manipulated. So they're going to stop rebelling against that, right? So manual work, like I said, it's really best done with a coach because it can be very, very long. We have very, very detailed, long manuals for other people in our lives. But this is the thing, right? When we have all these manuals, all of these thoughts about the way that people should behave and the way people should be, and when they don't, we get to feel crappy. It is no wonder that we are constantly buffering with food and alcohol and Facebooking and shopping, right? It's no wonder that we struggle to keep our commitments to ourselves, because our primitive brain would so much rather just go and get some quick fix feel good than work through this, right? Than see where we're having these expectations of others. We want to hold on to that crappy feeling. It's so interesting. We don't want to make those changes. We would rather hold on to that because it's the thoughts that we've ran 1,000 times, right? They feel comfortable. We know what they feel like. And we've really tried to convince ourselves that those thoughts are real by the actions that we perform when we're having those thoughts. So again, if my husband wasn't emptying the trash and my thought was he never carries his own weight around here, and my feeling was to feel disrespected or undervalued, and my action was to stomp around the house like a nut job doing everything that I could find to do so I could prove that he doesn't carry his own weight around there, that's exactly the result I get. Your brain wants to prove those things that it's thought 100 times before. It takes an effort to have some awareness and say, oh, that thought doesn't serve me and it feels really crappy. I'm going to stop thinking that. So that again is why working through this manual work with a coach is really, really helpful. One, there's a ton of thoughts out there that you're trying to get through and trying to figure out. And then two, figuring out what you're willing to let go of and how you want to intentionally feel in these relationships is really, really important. Again, you know, in the next 4 weeks, we're going to be talking about thoughts. We're going to be talking about, you know, this thought model that we work through in coaching. We're going to be talking about, you know, how to utilize that, how to figure out which thoughts are a problem, and then how to get an intentional and a deliberate way to look at a situation that serves you and makes you feel better. So I'm glad we did this manual podcast, partly because I told you guys that we would do it, but also partly because I think it's going to lead nicely into the next 4 weeks when we're talking about thoughts. I know that this work is very, very hard, but it is life-changing. This is the stuff that blows the doors off of your life. This is the stuff that makes anything possible. This is the stuff that gives you control of your life and makes anything possible for you. Anything. This is why this work is so important. So if you're, you know, again, if you're interested in working with me, by all means, DelaneMD.com, send me a message. I'd love to work with you. Send me a message through Facebook at DelaneMD. I have a few spots open for clients. So if that's something you're interested in, I'd love to work with you. You let me know. If not, I will see you next week for our podcast series starting on thoughts. I will talk to you guys then. Have a good week. Bye.
You've been listening to the Delane MD podcast. More podcasts are available at DelaneMD.com. If you're ready to permanently lose weight and prevent weight-related disease, contact Dr. Delane Vaughn by visiting DelaneMD.com or on Facebook at DelaneMD. Oh.